Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We have discussed whether or not the Lions should pursue Daniel Jones. He is he's likely to make a decision today. There was originally a report that the Lions might be one of the teams interested. Since then, it sounds like it's more Minnesota, Baltimore, maybe San Francisco. But there was a report, I think it was Schefter, that said he probably will decide today. I would like Detroit to pursue him. Gator would not. 248-539-9797. Our reasoning, Gator just thinks he's just a bad quarterback as defined and can't help this team. I would like to see him compete because I think one of the greatest unknowns is what is Hendon Hooker.
Well, I also think that Hendon Hooker's been here for 2 years and he knows the offense, and to expect somebody who's a complete outsider to come in and grasp that quickly, I just don't see it.
Whether he does or doesn't is almost irrelevant to me. It's, can he move the offense better than Hendon Hooker? And if he doesn't know the offense as well as Hooker, but as experience, he's won playoff games before. Playoff game, I should say, is only one. But because all I care about is, in an emergency, who can win a game? Here's some feedback coming in. Daniel Jones is trash. That's why he was waived. I'll take Hendon Hooker any day over Daniel Jones. Hendon knows the offense, experience or not. That's from Eric. Ike in Detroit says, Daniel Jones is a veteran loser and Hooker is our guy. Flat out, Doug. Unnamed texter, Daniel Jones, and it is truly not even close. He'd be solid in our system, to be honest. That's from an unnamed texter. Hey guys, this is Mike B from Detroit. I think Daniel Jones could be a good fit with the Lions. Remember Sam Darnold? Everyone said the same thing about him before he went to the Vikings. Now look at them. Unnamed texter, forgetting a key part of this, Doug, the question is, who gives you a better chance to win? Daniel Jones, who has no clue about our offense, or Hendon Hooker, who's been in for 2 years? I think the answer is Hooker. It might be, but if Daniel Jones is here and it's clear the answer is Hooker, then you release Daniel Jones. Matt Noak Park, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Hey, just one thing really about this that leans me all the way with Gator. It's the fact that our offense and how it runs. I feel like a lot of our passing offense is based on timing and making the right reads. That's something Daniel Jones has been very, very bad at in his career. And that's also something that's really based on reps. I don't want to take away reps from Hendon Hooker when he's already put in 2 years into this offense, getting the timing right with some of these guys. And I don't think it's something that you can just do in 2 months. As we saw how Goff, it took him a while to get comfortable within the offense. So I just think, you know, Hendon Hooker's our guy going forward as far as being a backup. And I really don't see how really anyone could come in and supplant him as a number two.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nobody could supplant him as a number two. Maybe nobody that's available now, but I think Daniel Jones, first of all, I'm not sure Daniel Jones will win the position from Hendon Hooker, but why not give it a shot? Let's go to Daniel next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, I don't think much of, Jones. I think he's better running than he is quarterbacking. But I will say this. I just don't see the Lions bringing in somebody. I know you said it's not true, but like a threat to the number one. Let's say Goff got hurt, and you threw Daniel out there, and he surprised everybody, and he had 200-300-yard passing games. And now what? You throw him back to the bench? Of course.
Yes.
With Goff back, but hold on. Now you created that question mark.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
You gave Jared Goff a giant extension in the offseason.
No, the fans.
He's your guy.
It's not about that. It's the fans.
That doesn't play a role in it.
Well, then why don't all NFL teams have a great backup? They don't have that.
Because they spend the money on a great starting quarterback.
Yeah, but okay, so he goes down, you got nothing?
Most teams don't have a great
That's why you get Daniel Jones, so if he goes down, you don't have nothing.
Whoa, you ain't lying?
You just created a scenario where Daniel Jones comes in and throws for 300 yards in back-to-back games, and you think it's a bad thing.
No, not for me. Good for us, but not good for the psyche of your starting quarterback. That's why no starting quarterback looks over his shoulder and go, oh, man, this guy might take my place. None of them have that. None of them.
And nor would he. If let's say it's Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker has a couple of big games. Jared Goff's not looking over his shoulder.
Jared
Goff is Daniel a second-rated quarterback in the National Football League. Jared Goff has had an MVP season, and you think that if he goes down with an injury and somebody comes in and has back-to-back good games, you're worried about Jared Goff's psyche?
Hold on. If that's the case, why don't the NFL teams have a great backup behind?
Because you can't afford to have two great quarterbacks.
Great
quarterbacks want to play. They don't sign places to be backups. Daniel Jones is a backup quarterback.
He was released.
A threat. Okay, they're all the bums. All the backups are bums. Why do you still think Flacco's playing? They should have some. So basically, have a good business person. Oh, well, you know what? If my starting quarterback goes down, my season is over. That doesn't make sense.
Isn't a really good backup quarterback to a starting quarterback of the National Football League right now is because they're worried about the psyche of the starting quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
That's asinine. That's absolutely asinine. It's hilarious.
Teams don't. Say, let's intentionally bomb the backup quarterback so we don't rattle our starter.
Let's not do that.
Gitter, I know you're anti and Daniel Jones, but I don't think you want that caller on your side.
No.
Because his argument was he might be too good. His argument for signing against Daniel Jones is he might be really good if he plays. What?
But teams won't do that because they don't want to rattle the psyche of the starting quarterback if the backup or the God forbid have a couple of good games and
would turn to Hooker or Tim Boyle when he's here and goes, listen, I want you to go in there and not be too good.
Yeah.
Because
guys, you're here for a reason, okay? Know your role, stay in your lane, just be good enough.
But not too good.
I don't even know what to say. Greg is in Detroit and next. Hi, Greg.
That'll get your turkey roasted, right?
Yeah.
But listen, guys, I'm never, ever going to Monday quarterback Dan Campbell. I really wanted Dan to put Hooker in and to at least let Hooker have the whole second half of that blowout against the Jaguars so we can see what it looks like. Well, far as getting this other quarterback, I love Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm came in and solved a issue that the Lions had, who was going to be number two. And that number two quarterback is not even with us anymore because Jake Fromm came in and solved that problem. Jake Fromm came in right off the plane and marched the Lions right down the field, cool, calm, collective. Jake Fromm, let's not forget about him.
He's number three.
But man, what a great number three. But three other questions. Do you think?
No, we're not doing three other questions. Honestly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Don't sign Daniel Jones because of Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm's only playing experience, correct me if I'm wrong, is in New York where he was behind Daniel Jones.
All right, you know my feelings on Daniel Jones.
Yes.
And my feelings on Hendon Hooker. If you're telling me to sign Daniel Jones over Jake Fromm, my answer is yes.
Okay.
To be number three?
Now, if Hendon Hooker gets put in a game, let me be clear. Do I think it's possible he can win the game? Sure. I think it's possible. I don't know that. He's got 33 career snaps and 9 pass attempts. Do I think it's possible Daniel Jones could win him a game? Yeah. Do I think it's possible Jake Fromm could win him a game? Yep. I'm just interested in if this can be an upgrade because Hooker is an unknown in my view, okay? I don't know that we can know what Hendon Hooker would be like for a full game with an important game. I do know that Daniel Jones has won one. He's won a playoff game. And creating the competition, I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. It's like getting extra insurance that you can afford. It doesn't dent your pocketbook. Go for it. 248-539-9797. Brian's in Romeo. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
So better take than what just happened. You don't want Daniel Jones starting in any case, nor do you want Hendon Hooker starting. But I say sign him. I agree with you because who's the scariest team in the NFC right now outside of the Lions?
Philly.
Daniel Jones is prepped against Philly 2 times a year, every year for his entire career. He's gone against Sirianni. He has to have gleaned something. He might not be good, but he's smart. Bring him on as a quasi-coordinator almost to say, and sit him down once he gets in the building. Give us everything you've got on Philly.
Interesting thought. I mean, look, there might be some games, and I don't know this, but there might be some games where Hooker would be a better matchup, and there might be some games where Daniel Jones would be a better matchup. But again, what's the harm? In the meantime, he may not even want to come here. But I guess anywhere, the teams that are looking at him, he's not going to supplant Lamar in Baltimore. Could he be better than Sam Darnold? I doubt it. He's not supplanting Purdy in San Francisco, so he'd have to accept that he's a backup anywhere.
No, but Purdy's hurt right now.